This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day. It is the day before Election Day. And yeah, if you're going to get your votes in, you got to get them in today. Make sure they're postmarked today. If they aren't, I don't think there's really any place in the country where they're going to allow your ballot to be counted. Now, there is one exception, apparently, in Wisconsin, where if they can't read the postmark, but it arrives by Friday, they will give you the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, you can't really adjust or trying to erase your postmark if you postmark it later than... If there's any postmark on your ballot that is later than November 3rd, that's tomorrow, you don't get to vote. And you miss all of the history. We are now already, and Election Day hasn't even started, we're already at 100 million. There are more than 100 million people who have voted so far. That's extraordinary. And it's wonderful. And one of the things that people have been worried about, and people on the right, and people on the left, and people in the center, and people all over, is why is it that Americans don't care about their elections? And we do not have a good record. I mean, there are many, many other countries, most other countries around the world. People are much more likely to vote. The main reason for that, by the way, is because having a federal system, federal, state, and local elections, and tending to have very, very, very long ballots, people just are tired of it. And that's why they have such low participation in very crucial votes for governor or senator or for state legislatures or state initiatives. They're important initiatives here in the state of Washington. I am very proud to vote no on the Proposition 90, which is a terrible idea. It's mandated sex education for everybody in the state, basically starting in kindergarten. It's a very bad idea, and people should vote no on item 90. But and in California, they have an attempt to roll back the idea that the state of California is going to treat people based on the content of their character and not the color of their skin. That was passed overwhelmingly years ago, and now they want to repeal it. And that's also a great big no, and I think there's a chance, even in California, however far to the left it has drifted, that that's going to win. There are a couple of ideas that are cooking out there. One of them is basically to abolish the idea of misdemeanor crimes, to make it legal to steal bicycles, to make it legal to expose yourself in public. Really? Yeah, yeah. And not just your chest. I mean, this is sick stuff. But how about a new law that would make it a crime, a hate speech crime, if you tell your children at home things that are politically incorrect? If, for instance, you say something that might be interpreted as hate speech by the trans community, should that be criminalized? We will get to that proposed law as well. But first, I've been talking about the battle of the buses, and I'm glad I waited for the opportunity to find out more about what's going on here. Here's the setup. The New York Times writes, and they wrote last night, the battle for the presidency is hitting the road. In several instances over the last few days, supporters of President Trump have disrupted traffic. In Texas on Friday, Trump supporters surrounded a Biden campaign bus, and in New York and New Jersey on Sunday, that would be yesterday, the day of the great Seahawks victory for the 6-1 Seahawks, way to go. And in New York and New Jersey on Sunday, Trump supporters halted traffic on two major highways. But Mr. Trump defended the Texas drivers in a post on Twitter on Sunday night, saying, in my opinion, these patriots did nothing wrong. Instead, the FBI and justice should be investigating the terrorists, anarchists, and agitators of Antifa who run around burning down our Democrat-run cities and hurting our people. And the president's spokesman, Jason Miller, when asked about the New York and New Jersey incidents where they held up traffic for a while, I thought it was leftists who did that kind of garbage. I mean, stopping people trying to get home on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. Jason Miller, when asked about the New York and New Jersey incidents, made a similar plea, saying that he was more concerned with downtown Washington businesses having to board up their windows in anticipation of lawless, violent Biden supporters rioting and looting on Tuesday night. Can I say something? I don't think Biden supporters or Trump supporters are likely to engage in violent looting. It is very probable that most of the people who are doing the looting are very, very far removed from any real political purpose other than just stealing stuff. And as Bill Maher put it eloquently, stealing, bad. I think that is something that an American consensus can definitely form around. Okay, President not only sent out the tweet about this Texas incident, and I've seen and I've looked at it. It's sort of like the Zapruder, to have another bit of Texas tape. It's like the Zapruder case where the Zapruder film, where you can look at every frame and try to figure out what's happening. But there is a Biden campaign bus. It's very clearly marked Biden campaign bus. Apparently, Kamala Harris wasn't in it, but they were going to an event with Kamala Harris. Wendy Davis, remember her? She is a former state senator in Texas. She's running in a hot congressional race for a congressional seat. She was in the bus. Somebody called 911 because they were surrounded by one of those Trump caravans with Trump flags and American flags, and apparently people yelled some pretty nasty stuff at the people in the Biden bus. And it looked like they were trying to be forced over to one side of the road. And, it's not a good look. It's a worrisome thing. And Joe Biden spoke about that incident yesterday. And here is what the vice president, former vice president, would-be president, had to say. This is clip six.
The Biden bus was heading, there's a big Greyhound bus, light bus, painted blue with Biden's markings on the side. And it was on Interstate Highway in Texas. And a bunch of Trump trucks, pickup trucks with Trump flags, tried to run it off the road. We're stopping it, stopping in front of it. And the president saw it, took the video that someone had taken, and tweeted it back out and said, I love Texas. I love Texas. Well, I was here in Philly earlier today. There are 80 Trump pickup trucks and flags riding around my block, beeping their horns for a couple hours. They just shut down, they shut down the Garden State Parkway block. We've never had anything like this. At least we've never had a president who thinks it's a good thing.
Okay, I think that's fair to say. And I don't know about the people in Philadelphia going through the streets, but the idea of trying to block traffic or trying to slow down the bus, there's no doubt that the Trump trucks were on all sides of the Biden bus. But Jeanine Pirro on Fox had a different viewpoint, and so did the president. So did Newt Gingrich, for that matter. We will get to that, and what did Trump say at a rally about this exactly? We will be right back with more on the great battle of the buses and also of a loony left plan to make even things you say in your own home subject to anti-hate speech laws and maybe very serious punishment. That coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Highways, well, not exactly, but at least a certain amount of anxiety and fear and menace in both Texas and the New York, New Jersey area. During the Texas incident on Friday, multiple vehicles bearing Trump flags and signs surrounded a Biden-Harris campaign bus heading from San Antonio to Austin, forcing the Biden campaign to scrap two events, according to reports by Democratic officials. They called 911 from the bus. The police came and resolved the thing and escorted the Biden bus safely but late to its destination. Then on Sunday, caravans of President Trump supporters blockaded the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge and the Garden State Parkway, snarling traffic on two of the busiest highways in the country. Just 2 days before Election Day, videos taken by motorists showed the president's backers parked in the middle of the westbound lanes of the bridge, which carries Interstate 287 across the Hudson River and is named for the father of the current governor, Andrew M. Cuomo. Okay, how does this help President Trump make his closing arguments? Well, Judge Jeanine Pirro on Fox, in conversation with Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, had her own point of view. Clip 7, please.
There are these spontaneous parades and boat parades and organized get-togethers, not done by the campaign. Just people who are so energized, they got to do something, so they're out there doing it every single day.
Well, it is stunning, and what's even more stunning is what was just trending, and that is there's a Biden bus, and it's surrounded by pickup trucks on a highway, all with Trump signs. I mean, it is ordinary Americans just taking this election into their own hands and getting out there and being real clear on what they stand for.
Okay, real clear on what they stand for? I thought what they stood for was law and order. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is now looking into the incident in Texas where supporters of President Donald Trump aggressively surrounded a Biden bus. This is actually from Texas sources. The incident was captured on video. It happened on Interstate 35 in Hayes County, prompting Democrats to cancel at least one campaign event Friday, citing safety concerns. Multiple clips posted on social media show a long line of vehicles flying Trump flags, trailing the Biden-Harris bus as it traveled from San Antonio to Austin. In some images, the bus appears to be boxed in by the vehicles. At least one video showed a minor collision during the incident. Now, if you're traveling on an interstate in Texas at 65 miles an hour, maybe just at the speed limit, a minor collision can be a serious calamity. Pictures showed an SUV believed to be driven by a Biden campaign staffer with damage alongside the side of the vehicle. On Saturday, Trump tweeted what appeared to be video of the caravan saying, "I love Texas." Katie Naranjo, chair of the Travis County Democratic Party, tweeted that Trump supporters followed the bus in an attempt to intimidate Biden voters. They ran into a person's car, yelling curse words and threats. "Don't let bullies win. Vote," she said. The Kyle Police Department confirmed in a statement that they received reports around 4 p.m. Okay, now here's where it gets complicated. Is this going to the FBI? No, really, the FBI. But the San Marcos Police Department said it has researched the crash and watched online video. It said the at-fault vehicle may be the Biden-Harris staffer's car, while the victim appears to be one of the Trump vehicles. The at-fault vehicle may be the white SUV, and the victim appears to be the black truck, said a statement of the San Marcos Police Department. Okay, this has become an item for debate in an already divided country, really? And Marco Rubio was speaking with President Trump at a rally in Florida, and he says this about the Biden caravan. This is the senator from Florida, clip 8.
"Listen, I saw a video of these people in Texas. Did you see it? All the cars on the road with the car. We love what they did, but here's the thing they don't know. We do that in Florida every day. I love seeing the boat parades. You've seen the boat parades? We thank all the great patriots in those boat parades on behalf of the president. But we want them to know we've been doing that for 4 years.
Okay, with all the boat parades, I don't know if there have any boat parades that have tried to board, like a pirate ship, Some kind of Biden boat. I don't know if there is a Biden boat. It would be. This is two very different types of campaigns, and then there's this, and it's much more serious. The president had this to say, and this is clip 13 in Charlotte, North Carolina, concerning the Supreme Court rulings that allowed for Pennsylvania and North Carolina to count absentee ballots that are postmarked before Election Day. This is 13A.
I think it's a very dangerous, terrible thing. And I think it's terrible when we can't know the results of an election the night of the election in a modern day age of computer. I think it's a terrible thing. And I happen to think it was a terrible decision for our country made by the Supreme Court. I think it was a terrible decision for our country. And I think it's a very dangerous decision because you're going to have one or two or three states, depending on how it ends up, where they're tabulating ballots and the rest of the world is waiting to find out. And I think there's great danger to it. And I think a lot of fraud and misuse can take place. I think it's a terrible decision by the Supreme Court. A terrible decision. Now, I don't know if that's going to be changed because we're going to go in the night of, as soon as that election's over, we're going in with our lawyers.
Okay, and then he concluded this way. This is clip 13B.
But we don't want to have Pennsylvania where you have a political governor, a very partisan guy, and we don't want to have other states like Nevada where you have the head of the Democratic clubhouse as your governor. We don't want to be in a position where he's allowed to every day watch ballots come in. Gee, if we could only find 10,000 more ballots. Because we're doing great in Nevada, we're doing great in Arizona, we're doing great all over. But if you take Nevada or Pennsylvania, and everyone knows what happens in Philadelphia, you don't have to say it, but I've read about it for years, and I don't think it's fair that we have to wait a long period of time after the election. If people wanted to get their ballots in, they should have gotten their ballots in long before that, a long time. They don't have to put their ballots in the same day. They could have put their ballots in a month ago.
Okay, the legal future for these lawyers that President Trump is sending, presumably to complain about a Supreme Court decision already made, we'll get to that coming up. The country and the culture are...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he believes Americans will tell President Trump to pack his bags and go home on Election Day.
And my message is simple. The power to change the country is in your hands. I don't care how much Donald Trump tries. There's nothing he's going to do to stop the people in this nation from voting.
Speaking at a drive-in style event in Cleveland on Monday, the former vice president saying if elected, he will get the coronavirus pandemic under control. Biden also with a stop in Pennsylvania today. President Trump hitting the campaign trail as well. The president with stops in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin on Monday. President Trump also saying he will be holding a gathering at the White House on election night. Former Vice President Biden will be at his home in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved show. Look, one of the great accomplishments of President Trump, and it really is, I think it when history looks back on the Trump administration, even if it extends another 4 years, even if he wins this election, the most positive single accomplishment by the President of the United States has been appointing outstanding judges to federal district courts, to appointing fine judges to the appellate courts, and appointing three completely admirable justices to our Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and, of course, Amy Coney Barrett. This is the one area of Trump's administration which certainly from a moderate or a conservative point of view has been a spectacular success. Good for him. So that's why I'm so distressed with President Trump attacking the Supreme Court. It doesn't go. It undermines the contribution that he's made that's been most worthwhile. And in the same way, by taking things too far, do I think it's a good idea to have caravans of Trump cars blocking traffic in New York and New Jersey or trying to surround a bus in Texas? No, it's not a good idea. But is it a criminal activity? Well, I guess if one of the Trump cars actually did, and it hasn't been proven yet, deliberately hit one of the Biden vehicles, yeah, that would be a problem. But it appears that according to local police, it was the Biden vehicle that was the offending party. The point is, it's just all too much. And there's a Boston Globe associate editor who had compared those Trump supporters in that caravan that everybody saw on video to ISIS. On Saturday, Boston Globe associate editor Renee Graham issued a tweet comparing Trump supporters to ISIS militants, posting a picture of a caravan of vehicles with Trump supporters next to a caravan of vehicles adorned with ISIS flags. She captioned the tweet, "See the difference? Me neither." Okay, here's the difference. ISIS is stone-cold evil killers. Most Trump supporters, like most Biden supporters, are good and decent people who love their country and need to live together in the same republic. For goodness sake, this is what Bill Maher said, which is just so smart. And it's worth repeating. Can we just skip the Civil War and just proceed to the reconciliation? However this election ends up, it just seems like a much better idea. And speaking of much better ideas, two of the worst ideas ever are the subjects and winners for a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
And by the way, I want to thank the Seattle Times, which is not exactly a reliable conservative voice, far from it. But the Seattle Times pointed out a stealth attack on common sense and decency and sanity, in fact, by the Seattle City Council. They editorialized about the majority on the City Council being gung-ho to pass an absurd policy. When are they planning to pass it? In late November. As proposed by Councilmember Lisa Herbold, the policy would effectively legalize misdemeanor crimes that victimize thousands of Seattle residents every year. It would allow all sorts of criminal acts, even mistreating animals, to be dismissed if perpetrators show symptoms of substance abuse or mental disorder, or if it was related to poverty. What this means is that for our swelling homeless population, anything you do, it's okay, no problem. Because they can show substance abuse, mental disorder, and poverty. So they, bing, three times winners. If someone punches a child in the face, exposes himself, and stole a bike, charges could be dismissed if they show symptoms of depression. Stalking, harassment, vehicle prowl, sexual exploitation, property destruction, hit and run, and threatening someone with a gun, all would be minimized and easily defensible under the new plan. Reforming the criminal justice system, the Times writes, to root out discrimination and racism is an urgent priority, but that's not what this proposal would do. It's a radical dismantling of accountability in a city that's already struggling with chronic criminal behavior. This is completely outrageous. And speaking of outrageous, there's this in Scotland. And I mentioned because all of the United Kingdom is now going back into a very severe lockdown. But just in time, there's a controversial bill making its way through Scotland's parliament. They have a separate parliament up there, which is way to the left of the Conservative parliament in London. So the parliament in Edinburgh would criminalize hate speech even if the offending words were uttered in someone's private home. Members of the Scottish parliament questioned the justice secretary, whose name is Humza Yousaf, for the first time last week about the Hate Crime and Public Order Bill, which would establish a new crime, a crime called stirring up hatred. The legislation criminalizes hate speech relating to age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, transgender identity, and variations in sex characteristics, including hate speech spoken in private residences. After criticism from groups saying the bill threatens to stifle free speech, Yousaf agreed to amend the legislation. When it reaches stage two of consideration, the amendment will stipulate that offenders may only be prosecuted if they show intent to stir up hatred. Okay, if you show intent to stir up hatred, but you're speaking in a private home, honestly, you can be criminalized here? look, the concern for hateful actions is very, very real, and there needs to be protection against it. But this idea of criminalizing speech, even in a private home, and I would guess that some of the bill's enforcers would not even exempt parents teaching their children things that are simply politically incorrect. And meanwhile, speaking of things that are politically incorrect, there's a fairly distinguished academic who, at this stage in the campaign, again, this stage in the campaign, is bringing up the Nazi Trump analogy. Really? Why is that? We will get to that. And we'll also take a look at a very grim view of America's future. And Lady Gaga releases a video in advance of her day of campaigning alongside. Would you be surprised if Lady Gaga were campaigning alongside Trump? I would be, because he doesn't like to be upstaged. Joe Biden is fine with it. But will Lady Gaga help deliver the presidency? Seems dubious, in my opinion. But we'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
Right now,
the coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, Dr. Bandy X. Lee, who is a professor at the Yale School of Medicine, and if you look at her academic credentials, they're so good. She has so much authority, but she is just one of those people who has been driven crazy by the Trump campaign. She just did a tweet that said this: Donald Trump is not an Adolf Hitler. At least Hitler improved the daily life of his followers, had discipline, and required more of himself to gain the respect of his followers. Even with the same pathology, there are varying degrees of competence. Does she think it was a good thing that Hitler was competent? I think it was a terrible thing. And this, it's insulting, but it's so outrageous, the comparisons of Trump to Hitler. Basically, she's saying Trump is not Hitler because Trump's not as competent as Hitler was. And this is just nuts. And Dr. Lee, it hurts your side. It's wrong. And this is something that Jeremy and I were talking about in the break here, since we're actually face-to-face working from the studio today. It is simply unsupportable to bring Hitler into conversations of American politics. And, again, both sides are heated up right now, but honestly, I think the left is much worse. Much worse. In terms of constantly reaching to the Hitler analogies. You may remember, now there were right-wingers, remember, who compared Obama to Hitler. They had little posters of Obama with Hitler mustaches on it, but we called that out. But this should be called out, too. And it's, especially the day before an election, it is shameful. Also, the day before an election, Lady Gaga released a video on social media expressing her support for Joe Biden. Now, she's much more Gaga-ish in the video than she was campaigning alongside Biden today. She's dressed very conservatively in a warm, black outfit that showed off her, I think the polite word is platinum blonde hair. But in her video, she's leaning on a pickup truck, wearing a camouflage crop top with knee-high boots, and sunglasses, of course, and she's holding a beer. And she says she's voting for America. Listen.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga. I'm voting for America, which means I'm voting for Joe Biden. And if you live in Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Florida, or Arizona, I encourage you to vote. And if you have a friend that lives there, tell them to vote. I'm going to be in one of these states tomorrow. Guess which one I'll be in? Hint, I used to live there. Cheers to the 2020 election.
And she takes the beer and chugs it and then throws it aside. Is Lady Gaga going to win votes for Joe Biden? Is anybody going to say, well, I didn't know, I couldn't choose between Biden and Trump, but Lady Gaga's endorsing Joe? Look, since he's not gathering crowds, he doesn't want crowds, he says, because of safety concerns, and okay, but I'm not sure that the last-minute association with Lady Gaga is profoundly helpful. Now, one of the ideas of this and posting it on social media is making sure that people turn out. But the turnout is already remarkable. President Trump delivering his closing arguments. We began with this, playing his rally live. This is another rally from yesterday in Reading, Pennsylvania, the swingiest of all the swing states. And President Trump had this to say about what Joe Biden will do. Listen. Clip number two.
Biden will imprison your people, your families, in your house while letting rioters roam free and loot your streets and loot your store. Under Biden, there will be no school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no Easter, no 4th of July. There will be no future for our country. Other than that, he's going to do a great job.
That's President Trump. Now, he didn't call him Hitler. Do you think it could be a bit understated? Overstated, actually? Speaking of overstated, I can't overstate to you how impressive the performances are in a brand new movie. And it's actually getting a lot of attention. It's a legit Oscar contender. It has one problem with it, though. Listen, as we talk about the latest from writer-director Sofia Coppola, it's called On the Rocks. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Rashida Jones plays a busy young mother in Greenwich Village whose incorrigible playboy father, Bill Murray, feeds her suspicions that her husband may be straying. In the bittersweet comedy, On the Rocks, now streaming on Apple TV+.
So Dean's going away a lot, huh? On business trips?
Dad.
Raise your hand if that sounds fishy.
So she teams with Dear and Dirty Old Dad to play detective on her often-traveling husband, nicely played by Marlon Wayans. Written and directed by Sofia Coppola, this richly satisfying and unusual film is powered by impeccable performances, especially by Bill Murray, as a reprehensible but irresistible rascal. You come to know these flawed but sympathetic folks and enjoy nearly every moment you spend with them, while experiencing some considerable pain. It's rated R for harsh language and some brief sexual scenes. 3.5 stars for the smart and touching On the Rocks. And the ending, it's such a good movie, and you're so with it, and the ending is one of those things that does come across as something of a letdown. It's an adult's movie, but well worth seeing. Speaking of well worth seeing, can you find, is there evidence of a secret Trump vote? There's actually a big piece over at Washington Examiner that says, yep, it's there, it's real, and it's going to help shock the world. When? Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow is Election Day. By the way, if you're in the state of Washington, we're all mail-in voting, mark your ballot, send it in, because honest to goodness, it does matter. I know everybody says that state of Washington, it's a done deal, it's all ultra-liberal, it doesn't matter. First of all, there's some wonderful candidates. Jesse Jensen, who could actually win a congressional seat here in Washington, is a Republican worth supporting. Senator Steve Oban, who has a ferocious fight, who I've tried to help in his campaign. Steve is on the ballot. Check these people out. Give them your support and vote because it really does matter. And there's something else that nobody is saying, and I'll say it here. I think it matters who wins the popular vote. Not that that's going to elect a president, but certainly if President Trump is going to turn this around and win, it would make all the difference in the world if he actually won the popular vote at the same time. Your vote matters. It counts. And mark your ballot and turn it in. And turn it in time for Election Day. And if it does have a postmark that shows you've turned it in by the end of the day tomorrow, your ballot will matter. And it will be part of history. Speaking of history, there is a leading newspaper, honestly, that speculates that President Trump might be arrested at the same moment Biden gets sworn in as president. Really? I don't think that's likely. And there's also an individual very much on the left, very prominent, very responsible position, who says that if there are going to be riots, he hopes that the rioters in D.C. will aim those rocks at Trump's hotel, which is an awful thing to say. The Trump Hotel is not going to be the scene of the White House victory party. What is? Well, it's a controversial choice. Can you imagine where Trump would plan to celebrate his victory? Vice President Biden has also announced where he is going to be celebrating what he hopes will be his victory. We will be reporting to you from the middle of the day fully, frankly, and fearlessly about how things appear to be going. What is clear right now is that we're going to bust through every modern record tomorrow with the number of people participating in a deeply meaningful election that will determine the future of this greatest nation on God's green earth. Right now,
what are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.